I was consulting with a company last week on a big event they are planning. I had 4 hours to help a team of people I had never met before plan something memorable and amazing. No pressure, right? Before you develop a new idea, begin with boring. As soon as I walked into their conference room, they began hitting me up with all their fun ideas for the event. After having a silent mini panic attack, thinking to myself that I may not be able to steer this group on track, I said to them, "These are great ideas, but can we start with the boring stuff?" That threw them off course a little because clearly they had not prepared any boring ideas for me. I then walked them through a series of boring but strategic questions. What is the purpose of the event? Who is the audience for the event? What outcomes or objectives do you want as a result of the event? Super boring, but completely strategic. From these answers, we were able to brainstorm and conceive the most over-the-top creative event, but we needed to be boring first. The pitch challenge today: give yourself permission to be boring. I realize there's a lot of pressure for everyone to be super creative, thinking outside of the box, and creating something new all the time. But this is also a formula for being inconsistent. And when you are inconsistent with your message and brand, you are not being strategic and achieving results. Boring breeds consistency in your work. When I work with clients on event ideation, I want certain things about those various events to be consistent with each other. Specifically, I want them to be more than a fun party. I want them to be a success and deliver measurable results that justify a return on investment. Every event I create and plan is new and highly unique, but all start with the same three boring questions. What is the purpose of the event? What is the audience for the event? What outcomes or objectives do we want as a result of the event? Being boring also works in everyday work and home scenarios. If you are a boss, manager, or employee, being boring means you are consistent, strategic, and your results are predictable. If you are a parent, friend, or spouse, being boring means you are dependable and a comfort to the other person. The person who is always looking for something new may seem fun at first, but is actually an inconsistent person in your life. Recently, I received my first 2-star review on this flash briefing because the reviewer said my information was boring. I thought I would have been more crushed with this review, but because he said the information was boring, I actually took it as a compliment. I'm a highly strategic, results-oriented person whose methodology for success is, on the outside, probably seems boring and passé to most, but it's proven and it works. Being boring doesn't limit me from being fun and creative, but being boring ensures consistent success that I can count on, which is why I always begin with boring. You probably heard the saying, you don't have to reinvent the wheel. And it's true. You just need to make the wheel better.